copy that, crispy chicken lady.
Once upon a dance floor, I partied late into the night, and I garnered the occasional nickname. Sometimes I was called Peaches, and for a brief period I was Sweet Thang or Honey Bunny. One guy called me Foxy Lady, which may or may not have been a compliment. Did he mean I was sly? Except for those pet names given to me by males in search of a fruit salad, I didn't have many lifelong labels. Why? Because Shannon doesn't rhyme with anything besides cannon or sound interesting when shortened. "Hey, Shan, over here," my friend would shout above the crowd. But I didn't enjoy the abbreviation. Made me sound like a cleaning agent. "Try Shan for your pans to get the grease out." My husband Paul had a few of his own while growing up. When he introduced me to a group of old camping buddies, they immediately called him Pigpen. I never asked why. I didn't want to hear any dirty details. I always figured I'd share my life with a dude called Brain, smart, or Duke, rich, or Moose, athletic, not Pigpen. At least Paul had cleaned up by the time we met. Now, my nicknames have nothing to do with fruit or sweetness levels, proven when I walked into one of my favorite restaurants and took a seat. I wore sunglasses and a ball cap, pulled low on my face, but that wasn't enough camouflage. "Hey, it's the crispy chicken lady," called out the serving person. Crispy Chicken Lady, my new nickname. Great. I'm not sweet and fruity anymore, and gone is any sexual spin. I'm a daily special comprised of poultry and hot oil. While I'm not one to give people a nickname, Paul refers to everyone he works with by a tag. From Boombox, loud. Coconut, bald. Bulletproof, flies under the radar and avoids trouble. Titanium, beats me. To Top Shelf, self-named the best brands of booze at the top of a bartender shelf. What am I saying? I do have a nickname. My husband started calling me 2J, my CB radio handle, for when I have my ears on. The meaning? Won't say. But at least it's spicier than CCL, Crispy Chicken Lady. "Hey, Pigpen," I called out last weekend. "Come and move your piles of clothes and magazines. I can't see the floor." Aha, Pigpen. The light just went on. Smarty Pants finally gets it. Wait a second. Poultry? Hot oil? Maybe I am still hot, if I reach a little. Where's my cell? With all this talk of food, I need to order something.
CCL, over and out.